This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Top leaders of all political parties are busy in intense campaigning by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters in their favour. All 20 seats in Kerala, 14 of 28 in Karnataka, 13 of 25 seats in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase on Friday. Voting in 13 assembly segments of Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency of Manipur will also be held on the same day. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a tour of Madhya Pradesh today. After public meetings in Sagar and Harda, he will hold a roadshow in Bhopal. Meanwhile, in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held in 6 Lok Sabha constituencies of Madhya Pradesh on 26th April. Election campaigning will end in these areas from 6 p.m. today. In Kerala, all three major political fronts are in a heated campaign mode with the presence of national leaders. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign for NDA in Alappuzha today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is in Wayanad to campaign for United Democratic Front. Senior left front leaders, including Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, will campaign for Left Democratic Front. The state chief electoral officer Sanjay Kaul has informed that the state is fully prepared for the election and directed everyone to strictly adhere to the code of conduct. The southernmost state of India has over 2.77 crore voters who will be casting their votes in 25,358 polling booths across the state on Friday. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand, will be attending the convocation ceremony of the Indian Forest Service probationers as the chief guest at the Forest Research Institute, FRI, in Dehradun today. As many as 99 probationers from the Indira Gandhi National Forest Academy, along with two trainee officers from the friendly nation of Bhutan, will be graduating from the academy's 2022-24 course. The state of Madhya Pradesh is going to get the maximum number of 15 officers from the current batch, while Uttarakhand will get the services of 3 officers. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully developed the lightest bulletproof jacket in the country for protection against highest threat level 6 of BIS ammunition. Recently, this bulletproof jacket was successfully tested at TBRL Chandigarh. Ministry of Defence in a statement said, "This jacket is based upon new design approach where novel material along with new processes have been used." It added that the front hard armour panel or HAP of this jacket defeats multiple hits. The ergonomically designed front HAP is made up of monolithic ceramic plate with polymer backing, which enhances the wearability and comfort during the operation. In a decisive move, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested the key accused in the 2022 Atari Border Narcotics Haul case. The agency confirmed the arrest of the accused, Tehseem, alias Mota, who is a resident of Shamli, Uttar Pradesh. NIA said that customs officials intercepted around 103 kilograms of heroin valued at approximately 700 crore rupees in April 2022 after it was smuggled into India from Afghanistan through Atari Amritsar. The case relates to a major conspiracy hatched by the international drug cartel to circulate drugs in India through various distributors and channelize the proceeds to the foreign-based masterminds. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India truly believes that the strong and unified association of Southeast Asian nations, ASEAN, can play a constructive role in the emerging regional architecture of the Indo-Pacific. Speaking at the first ASEAN Future Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said that the synergy between India's Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and the ASEAN Outlook on Indo-Pacific provides a strong framework of cooperation addressing challenges to comprehensive security. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.